listening to Real World News.
Normalization in Durban. Climate change is not something which is inevitable. It can be managed. It can be stopped. Zimbabwean President Elizabeth Mofu would say this to any official delegate of an industrialized country at the United Nations climate negotiations in Durban, South Africa. She would add something else if she had the chance. Please, can you keep your money and I will keep my land? This was the answer of La Villa Campesina's activist to the question of what she would ask an official representative at the COP. La Villa Campesina organized a march in the streets of Durban as part of what they call International Food Sovereignty Day to cool down the earth. Nearly 2,000 people participated in the demonstration. La Villa Campesina has called for mobilizations in Durban and around the world to demand a change of the entire capitalist system. The fight against climate change is a fight against neoliberal capitalism, landlessness, dispossession, hunger, poverty and inequality, reads a press release issued to call the march. During the demonstration, people would chant slogans like agroecology cools down the planet, agriculture is not for sale, food sovereignty now, and yes to Cochabamba, no to red, in reference to the people's agreement signed in the Bolivian city in April of 2010 at the World People's Conference on Climate Change and the Rights of Mother Earth. The public protests of La Villa Campesina included exposing big transnational corporations like Monsanto, which appropriate seeds through patents and violate peasant rights to use and exchange their own seeds. Elizabeth Pofu warned that the new climate patterns are affecting peasant production, many times with totally unexpected and unprecedented events in certain times of the year. She said in October a heat wave affected Zimbabwe, causing the temperature to rise up to 40 degrees Celsius, which she had never witnessed in her entire life. Let's now listen to the interview.
Elizabeth, please tell us what's the most important position of La Villa Campesina staying here in Durban for this COP on climate change.
Why La Villa Campesina is here in Durban is because as an international farmers movement which is assisting farmers to get together, to raise issues, to share our challenges, mostly the challenges which are being discussed here, the issues of carbon marketing, the issues of climate change, which is a major problem to farmers. So La Villa Campesina has managed to gather the farmers so that we can also have our voice to be heard with the negotiators who are the big guns who are really pushing our governments to sign for some unreasonable solutions which are really affecting the sustainable livelihood of a small-scale farmer. And so here, when we are here today, we are really trying to come up with some messages which we want to, which we want our governments to hear so that they really know what they are doing is really affecting our lives. And this is really what we can call this they're abusing our human rights.
In which ways, Elizabeth, the peasants feel that the climate change and the decisions by the government and their inaction is affecting your lives?
If I can take, for instance, the way the climate change is affecting our production systems, it's like nowadays we are no longer having the normal rainfall patterns which we used to have, because sometimes along we could see by the flowering of the trees that this season we are going to receive a such amount of rainfall, so the crops which are really to be planted, we could know, we could just gauge with the flowering of the trees. But as for now, due to this climate change, it's no longer happening. So we find out most of the seasons we are really not getting enough production due to this climate change. And also the heat which we are receiving nowadays, it's extremely hot, so that we have never experienced, especially if I can take, for instance, in Zimbabwe.
You are listening to Real World News.